This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Ik with Tina Camellia and Sumitra Selvaraj in our first story.
No scaling down of the Rimbakera project. A small update to this ongoing saga. The Tamantun residents will not agree to the proposal of the development projects and are sticking to its proposed resolutions.
And yesterday, the Malaysian arts community lost one of its own, contemporary artist Rosli Sham Ismail, better known as Issei. We remember him in this short tribute.
And on social media, if you have anything to share on either one of the stories, you can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 or call us 7733-2900.
Okay, so the update on Tamarimba Kiara will be coming up after this song by Cat Power. Here's Lived in Bars.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Cat Power with Lived in Bars. And in our first story,
the Tamantun residents will not agree to the scaled-down proposal of the Taman Rimba Kiara project, and they are sticking to their proposed resolutions. And the proposed resolutions are either for the development to be built within the 1.8-hectare longhouse area in the park, which is about 4.4 acres, or for it to be scrapped altogether.
So just a refresher, the controversy over the Taman Rimba Kiara development first came into the spotlight in April 2017. So the KL City Hall, or DBKL, had issued a development order for a mega project at a 4.9 hectare plot of land within the 10.1 hectare Taman Rimba Kiara. So that's almost half that space. And the initial plan was to build, get this, 350 units of affordable housing and 8 blocks of luxury condominiums. So quite a massive development. Mm-hmm. And Taman Rimba Kiara, of course, is one of the remaining planned public parks of such size. You know, within the vicinity. So naturally, the Tamantun residents protested against this development project. And shortly after the project was approved, the TTDI Residents Association launched a legal case against City Hall.
Rightly so. As somebody who used to live in Tamantun, I would say rightly so. So when the new government came into power after last year's historic general election, of course, the battle to protect Taman Rimba Kiara continued. Now, the Federal Territories Minister, Khalid Samad, has prepared a proposed resolution that will be scrutinised by several ministries and the Attorney General's chambers. Mm. It will then be presented to Cabinet next month. Now, in his proposed scaled-down version, only 4 blocks of luxury condos will be built within a 3.2 hectare plot. Mm. He's also said that scrapping the project entirely would cost the government 150 million ringgit in compensation to the developers.
So Segambut MP Hannah Yeo, who is also the Deputy Minister for Women, Family and Community Development, have had different views on resolving the issues. She's actually siding with the residents.
I have also obtained support from the other KL MPs, 7 of them. They have given me a letter to say that they support our proposed resolution. And our proposed resolution are only 2. Number 1, to revoke the development order given. Or number 2, if you want to continue to allow them to build, they must build within the current longhouse footprint, 4.4 acres, and not go beyond the current longhouse footprint. The scaled-down version will never be accepted by me or the residents, even the longhouse residents.
No, no.
What they want is really to retain their current livelihood there. No high-rise. They have also met the FT minister. Yeah, they have also presented it and spoken up at the town hall.
So now, that's obviously not the only battle. The recently gazetted KL City Plan, which was publicly released late last year, revealed that Taman Rimba Kiara has been rezoned with the possibility for future development. So even if you scale this one down, it doesn't mean that a new mega project might not crop up in the future.
Yes, and that's at the heart of the furor that's ongoing, actually, among the residents. So we have been covering this issue very consistently. following its twists and turns. So you can catch up with all of the updates, you know, starting from the early days days in this Taman Rimba Kiara saga. If you search for Taman Rimba Kiara at bfm.my/earth, you'll be able to find the previous podcast that our Earth Matters producer Juliet Jacobs has been producing, because she's been following this story since the beginning. She's spoken with pretty much everyone, all the stakeholders, so including the reps from TTDI Residents Association, also lawyer and PJ City Councillor Derek Fernandez, as well as the FT Minister himself, Khalid Samad.
Yeah. We can't keep having these conversations. And we have these conversations on a national scale, right, about climate change and the need to preserve green lungs. Mm-hmm. And we can't have those conversations and in the same breath be told, oh, by the way, the last planned public park in your neck of the woods is going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's unfair.
Yeah. You guys must have had some memories of the park, no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Actually, my son just had his sports day there recently.
Oh, so
when when I was there, I looked around and I thought, really, it's and there were so many other families there just having their weekend fun as well. It's just, you need these spaces. And it's not just environmental issues we talk about. We talk about health. We talk about increasing physical activity for people.
Being out in the sun.
Yes. The need for shared community spaces.
And for overall well-being as well, the social interactions that you can gain from it.
Mm. You know, speaking of the social interaction, one of my fondest memories of the park is the fact that, and this still happens, there are lots of people who enjoy walking up the hill, right? And for many years, my mum was part of one of these groups of mad walkers who would get up at the crack of dawn at 5 o'clock in the morning. There'd be, a group of them going up, you know, in a large group. And then they'd all come down at about 6 o'clock and have their thosai and chutney.
Yes, of course.
And it still happens. And that's a really, you know, occasionally when I go into one or two Indian restaurants in Taman Thun in the morning, you know, an old uncle or auntie will say, hey, haven't seen your mum in a long time.
Oh.
And it's a sense of community, right?
Yeah, because where else are we going to get that sense now? It's not. Yeah. Is it going to be shopping malls?
And this idea of you know, luxury condominium after luxury condominium in a residential area that is already straining at the seams.
Yeah, it is a very dense area anyway. Yeah.
So, TTDI, the residents are hanging in there, fighting tooth and nail. And it goes without saying, we will be following up on this story when the FD Minister Khalid Samad presents his proposal. And even though we know it has already been rejected by the Taman Thun residents, but let's see how it unfolds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coming up, a tribute to the late contemporary artist Roslisham Ismail, better known as Ise. But first, here's Bob Dylan with The Times They Are Changing, right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.